Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to the sun. Just kidding. The sun is a ball of incandescent gas, a giant nuclear furnace, so we can't go there. But we can definitely talk about the energy it produces. I try my darndest to mix up the kinds of good news that we focus on here on the Good News Podcast. And sometimes that means I skip over good news about renewable energy. Every once in a while, I'll talk about goats and sheep eating grass under solar panels, just because that's really fun and a nice bit of synergy. But one trend that I've now been following for multiple years is the ever-decreasing price of solar panels and how that is leading to sort of a wave of solar adoption around the world. 2 years ago, we covered a story about solar reaching a tipping point where it was cheaper than coal for the first time. Just about a year ago, the UN pointed out that solar and wind and other renewable energy sources have become cheap enough that it's generally just going to be cheaper to produce energy that way than with fossil fuels, which is also a big deal. And now in the US, as of last month, May, solar power alone produced more electricity in the US than coal for the first time ever. And that's a pretty big deal. That is not renewables like solar, wind, and hydropower and batteries all bundled together. That's just solar, which produced 12.8% of all US electricity, while coal produced 12.2%. That makes solar the third largest source of electricity behind natural gas and nuclear in the United States. The additional context here is that electricity use in the US had kind of plateaued for about 20 years, let's say 2000 to 2020. And then with all these new data centers coming online to feed the AI beast, solar seems to be the most cost-effective and efficient way to generate electricity for all that computing power. So much so that 91% of all new U.S. generating capacity in the first quarter of this year was solar and battery storage. I read about this in The Guardian, and they point out that the International Energy Agency is forecasting that by the year 2030, 45% of all electricity generation will be from renewable sources. That's pretty good news. So consider this my most recent update in the long string of good news about the seemingly irrepressible rise of solar. At this rate, we might get a brand new secondary slogan for the show. In addition to there's always dogs, we might need to do there's always solar. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.